my friend Mike's a real nice guy. Oh, sure, he likes to read. But he likes TV, too. So you know he's all right. At least, he was. Until he met Jeffrey. He's the new guy, down at Mike's shop. He's plenty smart, too. Yeah, smart enough that now old Mike's in trouble. I know. What could be so bad, right? Well, listen up. It's all about the wine tasting. See, I'm Mike's neighbor. I saw it all happen, and I'm still scratching my head. It was at a backyard barbecue just a few months ago. In walks Jeffrey, with two bottles and a bag, not wasting a minute. Everybody's smiling and nodding and thinking he's so generous. Hey, this is a beer crowd, buddy. Well, that's what I wanted to say. So then Jeffrey gets to talking with Mike, and I can see Mike's interested in what he has to say. Mike's tossing back the wine, and soon it's Zin this and Cab that and who knows what all else. And now it's a regular deal. They're going to a tasting, they're splitting a case. The truth is, I hate to see Mike making a fool of himself, you know? I don't want to see him throw away the mortgage on this stuff, or die waiting for it to age just right. What if you end up with a case of vinegar? What then, smart guy? What then? So, yesterday, Mike says to me, Joe, try a taste of this. It's really complex, robust. Shut up with that kind of talk, I say. Don't chug it, is what he says back. You have to let it breathe. Well, that put me in mind of my wife, the last time she went off to her girlfriend's. I can't breathe, Joe, she said to me as she rolled up the car window. And all I can think is that Mike's pampering this bottle like some lady he wants to impress. Jeez, somebody's got to help the poor guy. Last night, I tell my wife that I'm worried about Mike, and she just gives me the look. We should be worried about you, she says. So I guess when it comes time for the tough love, it's all gonna be up to me.